Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel. You're Nathan. We're brothers. We read comics.
Yup. That's what we do for entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, I think would also be really nice entertainment. I was thinking about this week.
A circus.
No, close, actually.
Okay.
I'd really, really want to go to a monster truck rally.
You do?
Yeah. I saw just like a random video of monster truck. It's like fucking flipping in the air, and some of them don't land it completely, and they just like land upside down, and I'm like, that guy's fucking dead. And I was like,
oh no.
I was like I want to chug beer and watch this. I want to watch someone potentially die in a big car with big wheels.
I want to go to a fucking WrestleMania.
That would be cool too.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah, they have I would love to see it wrestling in person now that I've read Do a Powerbomb.
Yeah, we're basically wrestling fans.
Yeah. Dana Warren Johnson's a recruiter for the WWE.
Yeah, basically. But anyway, we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Red. We got Back Matter Matters and the poll list. But we start with the news. And we got a big rest in peace to Arlene Sorkin, who died this past week.
The inspiration for Harley Quinn?
Is that the what it was? Voice. The of voice? Harley Quinn. Yeah, from like the animated show.
It wasn't Tara Strong?
No.
Huh, okay.
But yeah, she's on like the animated series, and I thought she was in the games. I could be wrong though. Mm-hmm. You want to fact check me or you just... Because I could be wrong.
Tara Strong definitely did at some point and did the games.
Okay, maybe not the games then. This one says Arkham.
Oh yeah.
Arkham Asylum, yeah.
Arlene Sorkin did that?
Yeah. Well, maybe it was just Arkham Asylum or something.
Yeah, it also says Arlene Sorkin for the animated series. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, crazy. So that was crazy. She's only like 68 or something.
That's young.
Yeah, super young.
Wow.
Gone too soon.
Too soon. It was like Jack Kirby's birthday this week.
Okay.
That's cool. Also, it's been 3 years since Chadwick Boseman died. Did you know that? Makes sense.
Yeah.
But that was the anniversary of that. They know big news. Ben Affleck, who you know as Batman.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know him from.
He plays Valorant.
How do you know that?
There was the Valorant Champions Tour, the world championship in LA, and he was there, as well as Elon Musk, which was weird.
Yeah, I saw that.
But he was like talking to one of the like people interviewing him, and he's like, yeah, I'm a KO main. I play Ray sometimes. Sucks that Jet got nerfed, which is like really like recent stuff. And I was like, oh, wow. He's like into this. So pretty cool.
He's just like playing fucking Valorant with like J-Lo in his bed. Like, babe, come to bed. Dude,
as soon as I saw that, all the Valorant memes were like the one where he's like smoking. And it's like people are like, when I have a bad game of ranked or like my teammates suck or whatever. And he's just smoking out.
It's funny.
Season 2 of She-Hulk will begin once the strikes end.
Like filming and stuff or just production?
Work on it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's good to get another season of that.
Yeah, I like that show. Top three of the Disney shows for me.
Made me want to read more She-Hulk.
Yeah, it did actually, which is the goal.
Rick and Morty season 7 is coming out October 15th.
Wow, that's soon.
Yeah.
That's very soon, right? When did the last season
like
come out?
Like a month and a half last year, I think.
What?
Right?
I don't think so. I think it was more recent, but yeah. I could be wrong.
Okay, fuck me then. I don't know.
I haven't even watched it all. So
it feels like it's always like 18 months in between.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right, let's see here. Season 6, 2022, September.
So it's been like a year?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wrong then. There's going to be Marvel Zombies variant covers for the month of October. That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll get like a fun themed variant thing. Again, like the hip hop covers.
Nothing will ever top that.
Nothing will ever top that unless they do metal covers, which I'm fully here for. But yeah, here's like one of them is like Spider-Man and he's like a zombie. It's pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
There's a Moon Knight one they're going to do. A She-Hulk one looks pretty cool and the Daredevil one.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, very scary. So pretty cool. And I think that's all I got.
Shall we get into the book, Nathan?
Yeah, let's get into the book. We read Red.
We read Red.
So, yeah, we read Red, and Red is by Warren Ellis and Coley Hamner.
Correct.
I don't know why I'm trying to memorize this. I could just have it in front of me.
It's right in front of your ass.
And colors by David Self, and letters by John Costanza. Ooh. So this was a Wildstorm book.
Correct.
Not from, a, like a it Vertigo.
Was, it was on like the imprint called Homage of Wildstorm, I guess. I thought Wildstorm.
Wildstorm had its own imprint?
I think so.
Whoa. So.
But I think Coley Hamner does like a way better job on indie stuff.
I flipped 100%, 180 on Coley Hamner because we were kind of hating on him on Blue Beetle. And I'm like, it's just like not there for me. And yeah. I read this and I'm like, this is fucking cool.
Like, this is where he needs to be and stay, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely like a noir kind of.
We're just so like corrupted by the big two art styles and stuff. And I guess
I don't
like,
even think it's that.
It's got to be that.
No, I think I'm more self-aware than that. I didn't really
you should be so self-aware that you are corrupted, you know.
Whoa. No, it seems like there's almost like more effort put into this
potentially,
and I don't know like when this came out, what stage in of Coley Hamner's career he was on, but this
2003,
this was pretty fun. It was also like pretty simple, easy to follow, so it's easy to churn through.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick read. But also, it's only 3 issues. So this was a very quick read.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Neither did I. It said like 140 pages or something like that. Yeah. 120. And I was like, all right, good solid length, you know, normal for our trades and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they had like 75 pages of back matter.
Which is like half the book.
Yeah.
which is insane.
That's such a ripoff.
Yeah.
They give you half the book before
unless
price.
You really like back matter, which I know that we do, but that doesn't offset like, the cost
to go with the book, you know, in place of the book.
Exactly.
There was like a, you definitely fly through this because there's like a lot of like silent pages and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, also we're doing this as part of our month of comics that are themed with the theme of movies that were made, but were made.
They didn't know were comic adaptations.
Correct. Yeah. Thank you. And Red is one of those. And Red is, the movie is very different from this.
Did you rewatch it?
No.
Dude, I rewatched it. That movie's so fucking good.
It actually is pretty fire.
It is so, I like forgot a lot about it. And I'm like, this movie's great. Like,
yeah, like John Malkovich is great in it.
Yeah.
Remember that part where he Morgan shoots a Freeman. Rocket launcher and like someone shoots it with a bullet and you're like, whoa. And then Mythbusters did a thing on that. Remember that?
That was John Malkovich. He shot
the. Yeah, John Malkovich shot the rocket launcher. Yeah.
No, he shot the bullet that hit the rocket launcher.
Ooh. Okay, cool. Yeah. Even better.
Can you imagine staring a rocket launcher dead and down like, well, the barrel?
This.
And you're like, nah, I hit that shit.
If you miss,
you die.
Just duck. Was he up against a wall?
Do you think you'd be able to dodge a rocket launcher, Nathan?
At that distance, yeah.
I need to look up how fast the fucking rocket launcher
goes.
It
probably goes like 100 miles an hour. My guess is officially 115 miles an hour.
Muzzle velocity, 115 miles a second.
Oh. No way.
No. Hold on. Meters a second? Yeah, meters a second.
No way. Wait, 115 meters a second.
MS?
Missiles.
That's with the boost.
How many?
Yeah, no, it says like 980 feet a second.
Wow, that's a lot, I feel like.
RPG-7. So no, you would not be able to.
I feel like I could. So you're saying, how much? Wait.
It goes, okay.
Wait, how many feet per second? 480?
Dude, I keep getting a bunch of different
480
answers.
Feet per second is what I see. The dude, rocket launchers in Team Fortress 2.
Okay, is that
maybe,
a game?
Maybe this, yeah, it is a game.
Oh.
Anyway, I could do it. If I know it's going to happen and I like pre-fire the duck a little bit, I could duck under it. As long as there's not a wall behind me, I'm good. I'm chilling.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
So I don't get hit by the splash damage.
Yeah.
But, let's get into this book, Daniel.
Yeah, let's get into it.
Issue 1. There's like a new director at the CIA. His name's Michael Beasley. He's kind of a bitch-looking dude, which is a perfect name for him. If you're designing a character, it's kind of supposed to be like a little bitch. Michael Beasley's a good name.
Good name.
So he's being shown like top secret files by his deputy director, Adrian Kane. Also, cool name. He looks cooler. So just like the names really match up.
Yeah, he's
here
like
so
older
far.
And he has glasses and like a widow's peak. But
yeah, super like, long face.
Like, oh, cooler guy.
Yeah, he's easily a cooler guy. So he's being shown secret files.
You think it's because he's wearing a gray suit? He just looks weak. Is that you think that adds to it?
That was probably on purpose that he did like a gray suit for Beasley and then
no,
a black
I think
suit.
Brown suit. You look the weakest. Don't you think?
Yeah, maybe he wasn't trying to make him seem that weak, though.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, just like so
like weaker, and yeah. So he didn't get a black suit.
I'm self-conscious. I wore a gray suit to my wedding, you know, so it's like...
Yeah, you look pretty weak.
Yeah, I look pretty weak up there.
Yeah, I was like, shit. Oof, should have gone with black.
Weak. You're standing behind me.
Yeah, I was. So Michael Beasley's so disturbed by some of these secrets that the CIA has that he orders the death of the man responsible, Paul Moses. Is that his name in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. And Paul Moses is
Frank Moses is in the movie.
Is it Frank?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember it. I don't remember it being Paul.
Because he said, yeah, people call him like Francis, like the British lady calls him Francis for some reason.
Mm.
It is Paul Moses?
Yeah.
That's probably a good move.
Yeah. And Paul Moses is like a retired government assassin.
He's naked.
He's naked when we first see him.
We see some old man cheeks.
Yeah, we see some old man cheeks. Still got abs though, which is good. I like old man abs. And then he's like looking out the window.
What are your favorite old man abs?
Dude, like they're so cool, right? Because it's like, how did you get that?
Like they're so old. Their nipples are droopy, but they got abs still somehow.
Yeah, and I'm like, I respect that.
Did you ever see Maverick?
No.
You see some Tom Cruise abs?
Ooh, yeah. Is that old guy abs? How old is he? 50?
He's like 60.
No.
I swear to God, he's 60 years old.
He's closer to 50 than he is to 60, I'm pretty sure.
How much you want to bet? 10 bucks?
Oh, I don't want to. 61!
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit, that guy's old. Whoa.
Yeah, dude, he's going to live forever.
That's crazy. He's like slowly falling apart, though. You notice that?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't wait to see him in like 5 years.
He's got 10 years. He's got like clothespins behind him to stretch his face back.
Like Futurama. You remember that? Anyway, we see Paul Moses. He's like brooding in, you know, his house. It's dark. It's lightning outside. And he's struggling to live with himself for his actions. And his only contact is his retirement person named Sally.
Yeah, it's like a... her like his like pension officer or something.
Is that what that is? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not old, so I don't know this stuff. I'm a young guy.
Yeah.
21.
A young whippersnapper.
Yeah. But yeah, I really like these pages where we first see Mr. Red. I think they're pretty cool. And then like the flashbacks kind of just shows like, you know, a little bit about what he's done. Looks like he's killing women and children. Or no, I guess he doesn't actually kill children. He said that.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But
in the movie, like they don't even touch this. You know, any kind of like guilt that he has, nothing like that.
Do they show any like flashbacks or anything?
No.
Really?
It's just like someone's trying to kill Bruce Willis. We got to stop him.
And he's really good at guns.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just think it's a really good introduction to his character. Just doing it silently, I think, is pretty cool. And one night, Paul's ambushed at his house by CIA agents, which he identifies by like their attack style. So he's like, you guys are CIA. It's how they fucking train you, little bitches. Mm-hmm. But he manages to like disarm everybody and shoot them all. And it's a pretty fun action scene.
Yeah.
I feel like fingers in the eyes should be like an unspoken like crime in combat, like a rule. Like, you know how there's like war crimes?
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't think that's the same thing. You can't really
enforce that.
Yeah.
I guess does the UN enforce that? I don't know. But it feels like there should be unspoken rules. Like, don't fucking put your thumbs in anybody's eyes or fingers.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Because you need those.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumb. And then did you notice that like for every page, like the first panel begins like off the page and the last panel goes off the page?
No, that's cool though.
I like that style. I think they did that for The Vision, the Tom King one. I noticed that was a thing in that one. So each panel kind of leads into the page and leads out of the page, which I think is pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
So after the fight, Paul goes to his basement. It's full of guns. And then he calls the agency to announce that he's coming out of retirement and going red. Do they ever say that it's retired extremely dangerous in this book?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just implied.
Hmm. How are we supposed to figure that out? You know,
I don't know. Watch the movie.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's just insanely lucky that it just works.
Yeah.
You know?
They're like, oh, shit.
Surely like Warren Ellis like thought of that. You know?
I think so. He must have. Because he's retired and also very dangerous.
Yeah.
I love the trope. How like every ex-assassin just has a room full of guns.
Yeah.
Like John Wick like took a sledgehammer to his concrete and he's like, here's where all my guns are, you know?
That's what this guy did, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, no, he just has like a basement.
Oh, no, that was a movie. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What does he do in the movie?
He like has like concrete, and then he has like money and passports and shit.
You just like break open the concrete.
Yeah, and then he also has like a storage what's it called, the storage,
a gun safe.
No, like you go to a place,
like a lockbox.
No, bigger. Like it's a garage, a
safe, like, a vault.
self storage place.
Oh, okay.
Self storage unit. Is full of fucking guns, and I'm like,
yeah, you could do that.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
You're not allowed to. Maybe you are.
He had rocket launchers in there.
Oh, could be legal.
He had like the noob tubes, you know.
Listen, guns don't kill people, Daniel.
Paul Moses does.
People with lots of guns kill people. Anyway, that was issue one. Pretty straightforward. Good introduction to the character.
They got a little like mid matter. They got the cover sketches of like.
Lots of mid-matter lately.
A lot of mid-matter. I love the fucking, covers. Yeah, the cover, like, design, like, the layout. Like, it's, like, the letter, and then it's, like, a panel for each one in these three-panel pages. Yeah,
he's doing straight-up pages for the covers, but I really like it because it's just, like, a very simple, like, three-act structure story, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the one for issue two, he's running towards some glass. He's about to tackle into the glass, and then he's out of the glass, but he's still shooting, and I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
This is a really good car. Have you seen? You see this car? It's like a
It's drawn really well.
Yeah. No. I'm like, no. This Yukon XL, great vehicle.
Well, I don't know. I was like, I'm not familiar with a lot of GNC cars.
But no, it looks really good. I'm sure
it does look good. Yeah. Now that I look at it, like the grill, I like his. Oh, and like the lights.
Headlights, dude.
The headlights. Oh, I like that.
Top to your headlights.
Yeah, very good. So Paul Moses murders some more CIA agents that are like in the car.
I think Coley Henry just likes having like the colored backgrounds because there's a lot of that in this too.
Colored backgrounds.
Yeah. Like instead of the panels being white, like the background of the panels.
Oh, it's like just a solid color in the background. Yeah. I think it adds a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he puts an arrow through a guy's head. That's crazy. Where do you get an arrow?
Yeah. And how hard would you have to push to do that? You know?
Fucking hard. Like temple to temple, bro.
Yeah. So pretty gross. And then he like wipes off the arrow after with a white towel.
Oh my god. So you know how bloody it is.
You're never gonna get that out. And then he kills two cops that stop him on the road after he stole that car. And then after that, Paul calls the two CIA director dudes saying that he's like, I don't know why you disrupted the peace, but I'm gonna come after you and kill both of you. And I think Coley does a really good job with like slow motion action.
Oh, like the bullets and stuff?
The bullets, yeah. Or like there was one panel in the issue before where I think it was like a bullet leaving like the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And that looked cool. But this one, especially like this last panel where he's like shooting some random guy in the forest.
See the shell popping off.
Yeah. See the shell popping up. And then like the spiral of like the actual
smoke.
Yeah. Of the actual bullet coming out is so good. So he's really good at drawing guns. Maybe that's why I didn't like Blue Beetle. It was all alien guns. And yeah. I'm like, I don't like this.
We need more guns. Give me regular guns
and bring them to school, Jaime. Yeah.
Take him across the border.
Yeah. So Paul goes to Sally's house, who's the retirement handler person. And he's like explaining everything he's done. And then he takes her computer because I guess that's on like the CIA network.
Yeah. It takes her key card.
Yeah. It takes her key card as well. But he's appreciative of their friendship over the years. So he like doesn't kill her. And there's an interesting scene here because it seems like he's gearing up and is like about to kill her. And then he's like, no. And he like turns away.
Does he?
It seems like it, but it's like not. It seems like he's contemplating it. I would have liked it if he like started pointing a gun at her or something to make it like a little bit more direct. But yeah, it seems like he's contemplating like shooting her because she knows too much or whatever.
Maybe. So in the movie, she like goes with him.
Yeah,
because like
they're homies,
like they know you. They're gonna try and hurt you because like they're they're like long phone calls and stuff like that, and they're very friendly. So they thought
Bruce Willis naked in that movie?
Is he naked in that movie?
Like when you first see him?
No.
No. Have you ever seen Bruce Willis naked? Do we see any Bruce cheeks at all in any movie?
Was he naked in like Pulp Fiction? Wasn't it like a shower scene or something? He gets out of the shower.
Oh, dude, maybe.
You don't see his dick or anything, but maybe some cheeks.
I was curious about cheeks more so.
I bet we could Google it. Do it on your phone.
God damn it.
Movies are Bruce Willis naked.
Do you think I could just do Bruce Willis ass images?
No, no. We need to know what movie it's from, not just his picture of his ass.
I'll know.
No, but how do we know if it's his cheeks?
Oh, wait. Safe search is on. Why is that on?
Turn that shit off.
Oh, yeah. You do see cheeks.
And what? Did you search Pulp Fiction?
Hold on.
What did you search?
Ooh, well, there's some weird stuff on here, too. But
you're going about this the wrong way.
It looks like Pulp Fiction.
Maybe in Die Hard? I've never seen it, so I don't know if he's
never seen Die Hard?
Have you seen Die Hard?
I've seen it once.
Oh, yeah? I've seen Live Free or Die Hard. That's a good movie. Justin Long?
Bruce Willis to portray asshole in upcoming documentary. I don't think that's recent, but it looks like Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
Anyway, I think it's Pulp Fiction. What were we saying?
Naked Bruce Willis.
Okay, yeah. So then back at CIA HQ, they find like an unusual computer access in Washington, D.C., which Paul Moses has set up as a diversion.
It's a diversion.
It's a diversion. This company needs like... This company, the CIA needs like two-factor authentication or something.
Yeah.
Because they see one login at a place where it's not supposed to be, and then they like send everybody. But it's like, they need like biometrics, you know?
Yeah. What's one that like you can do for someone else? Like, what? I guess like security questions or something like that?
Yeah.
So he just would happen to know the security questions or ask her?
He could, maybe. But to log into your computer, you don't need to know
a security. Can you text me the code when it texts you a code?
I really appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be like fingerprint or like.
Or maybe the key card acts as like the second step.
Ooh, actually, yeah, you're right.
Like it could be one of those ones where like the card goes in the computer.
Because typically multi-factor is something you know, something you have, and something you are.
Mm-hmm.
Or like those are the things that they test you on. So I guess
key
card is something you have. And then he knew the password. So they do have two-factor authentication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, good. So then
3-factor.
Paul is just very smart. Issue 3, the last issue. Paul starts his attack on the CIA. He snipes down some guys and then he sends the vehicle that he stole into the entrance of the CIA, but it's full of explosives and does a big boom, and then he shoots anybody getting in his way, really.
What was kind of weird is like as I was watching this movie, like I don't know if this like Langley, Virginia or whatever is like a real place, because the building in it, in the movie looked just like this one.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a little weird.
Looks like a typical building.
No, like the way like the front door is, you know, like on this page where it like it's got this like entrance thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They had that. I was like, did they make this building for the movie or is it a real CIA building?
I'm sure it's like a real building.
I feel like you shouldn't
Coley
be able to
Hamner
just
like looked up.
Can you just look up CIA buildings?
Sure.
All right.
Good explosion though.
Yeah, no.
I like seeing like an explosion that's so bright that like anything between you and the explosion is like a silhouette.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool. And he's done that pretty well. You know, one thing that did kind of throw me off with his art style and making someone look old, the wrinkles in the eyes make him look like bionic.
Yeah, where it goes from like the eyes down to like the cheek or whatever.
From like the middle of his eye, like down to his cheek. And I'm like, is that a robot?
Yeah, he looks like especially Nebula or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like the crow's feet are like way too wide. That crow's spreading his toes.
Yeah, that can't be right.
Yeah. But that's like just a little thing. He's got thick eyebrows too.
Yeah. That old people have thick eyebrows.
What does he look like?
Bruce Willis.
I guess, right?
He kind of looks like the dude who was like in the wheelchair in Breaking Bad.
No.
No.
Am I thinking of like Mark Strong?
No.
Does Mark Strong have big bushy eyebrows like him?
No. Maybe Eugene. Who's the guy with the eyebrows? With the glasses from American Pie?
Eugene Levy?
Eugene Levy.
No.
Maybe Dan Levy, his son?
Ooh. No, I'm kidding.
If he was bald.
Yeah. Maybe it is just Bruce Willis, huh? Do they imply that he killed JFK?
Yeah, they're like talking about like all of his like assassinations and like Malcolm X.
Yeah.
And like
who's this third one? Like just famous murders.
Yeah, famous assassinations.
They're like the government made me do it. But you're killing the president.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's like, did the government make you do that?
Yeah, yeah. He didn't do any of this like for funsies.
Why would the government he is the government.
That's,
you know?
That's a conspiracy, Nathan. Whoa. The government's killing the government.
Whoa. Yeah. From the inside? Yeah, so that was just wild. It's just like a random flashback, like in between like some of these pages. And it's like, oh, by the way, he killed the president in Malcolm X.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, so this Michael Beasley's feeling the pressure and he's on a call with Paul. And so he threatens to have his niece killed, but Paul just like walks in and then he like disarms him immediately. And then Paul gives this like lecture about how they just wouldn't let him hide. And now they're getting the consequences, basically.
And they killed his family.
And he's like, I killed your family, by the way. And he's like, oh, fuck, no. And he's like, nah, I'm just kidding.
But I could have.
And then he blows his brains out, which it was like a very, like, some pretty good dialogue here. But like to be like, by the way, on the way here, I killed your whole family.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a weird thing just to drop, you know?
And then being like, oh, actually, they're alive, but they probably won't miss you. And then he like shoots him. Mm-hmm. So this now makes the deputy director, Adrian Kane, the CIA director again. And he like tries to play an angle of like, I'm your boss now since you're like back to killing. So you're an active assassin again.
He's like, come back to work.
Yeah, he's like, come back to work. And then that didn't work. And he's like, well, you have to keep me alive as a hostage if you're going to make it out of here alive. And then Paul's like, nah. And then he just like shoots him. And then he takes his chances on his own. And it ends on like a pretty issue 3-ish cliffhanger where he just like walks out. And there's like 10 guys pointing guns at him.
In a hallway.
And that's just how it ends.
Like a scenario where you think you would definitely die.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how it ends. So
they kept throwing. He kept throwing in there like, no one's a man anymore. I'm like, relax.
Yeah. Yeah, chill out. So, yeah.
And like he's just, I like how the theme was like, they're not the theme, but like his motivation is just like he just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah. You know? So I better kill you and everybody that knows about me, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Definitely.
They definitely took some creative liberties in the movie. But
yeah, dude, they go to Langley and then he just like smacks up the dude a little bit and then leaves.
Yeah.
Like he just gets like a file and that's like 30 minutes in the movie, you know? I'm like, all right, it would have ended right here, but
yeah. I like that they did like other Reds, you know, other Red agents.
Yeah, no, that was fun.
That's a good idea. And they just like expanded on it a lot more because this does not do a whole lot.
Yeah.
It does it well, like what it does do.
It's hardly a concept.
Yeah, it's just old guy that comes back, you know? Assassin that comes back. Which, like,
this should have been, like, six issues.
This is fine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool with series that want to be 3 issues, just, like, tell something. Like, maybe Warren Ellis or Coley Hamner or whatever just wanted to, like, get something out.
Sure.
Or, like, or maybe this is, like, in between two projects and he's like, I have, like, a 3-month lull, you know? We should do this.
Yeah, maybe.
So, but yeah, I like the movie. Did you watch the second one?
No, not recently. I think I may have seen the second one. I don't know.
I just remember it starts at like a Costco.
Does it really?
Yeah. I just know that they kill Morgan Freeman in the second one. This was Expendables before Expendables.
Basically, yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if I watched it. I'm sure it's like not as great, you know?
Yeah, I think that was the general consensus. Like, it's still pretty fun.
Sequels are, but.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into Back Matter Matters.
Back matters. 52 pages of back matter, Nathan.
Yeah, pretty big.
That's a good one.
This is the biggest back matter as far as like ratio, you know, of like back matter to front matter.
Sure.
I think, but some good stuff. So we get design sketchbook things. So
this
we
is hardly a sketchbook. It's just like just drawings, just lines.
Yeah, they're not really sketches.
Yeah, basically just non-colored headshots.
There's like some early concepts of Paul. He's going to have, you know, the hair on the sides and back and bald on top. What's that called?
Male pattern baldness?
Yes, correct.
Or like the horseshoe?
Horseshoe, yeah. I like this design where his like nose seems bigger. So, yeah, he spent a lot of time on this design, even though it's just a bald man with big eyebrows.
Yeah.
And then there's the entire first issue with script, layouts, and inks. And, like, script is one page, and then layouts and inks are, like, the next page. So yeah. It's, like, a lot of that. But what I like about this is that they mentioned that they lettered it old school. So it was pencils, and then they did the final letters, and then they did the inks, which I think is kind of cool.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So I guess that means it was like hand lettered, right?
I don't know, dude. It didn't look that crazy.
It didn't. Yeah, it didn't.
Because like it seems like all letters are like basically the same, you know. So I just feel like I find it hard to believe that people hand letter stuff. You know.
No, this looks hand lettered actually.
Okay.
Maybe not.
Because like, do they draw the like the bubbles too?
Yes.
No way. I feel like they're way too like symmetrical.
Well, they have like stencils and shit that they.
Oh, true.
It's not like they're freehanding that.
You mean they're tracing, Nathan?
They're tracing the circles. Goodness. I think it's hand lettered. Yeah, I mean they say it is. So anyway, I just think that's a weird choice because I don't think that was common at this time. When did this book come out?
2003.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the back matter. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Dan, what would you rate this book?
I was trying to think of things that old people like. And I'd say
it's a butterscotch.
I'd say it's a slice of strawberry rhubarb pie.
Ooh, I was going to go pie too.
At okay. Village Inn.
Okay, yeah.
On Free Pie Wednesday.
Free, yeah. And you get like a glass of milk or something. And it's like, it's good.
Or but decaf coffee. Because you have coffee past 2 p.m. You're staying up all night.
Yeah, you're never gonna hit the hay. Yeah, it's like, yeah, I guess it would be, I don't know. It's interesting because I liked it. I just want more and I want more meat on it, you know?
Yeah. So like.
Because there's something here and I think this creative team could like execute well.
So like a meatloaf.
Meatloaf is all meat.
No, or shepherd's pie. Not enough shepherd.
Needs more shepherds. I guess so. Yeah, like a shepherd's pie.
Or
let's go. Like I'll here. Actually, it's
something at Golden Corral, but they run out of chicken.
Oh. yeah. Okay, it's a Golden Corral buffet, but the thing that I really want, it's like it's all out. I got there a little bit late, and so it's like the little dinky pieces of chicken.
Yeah,
and it's like this is good. I just wish I had more. You know,
right. And the ice cream machine's broken.
Yes. And so you're like, how did I go to a buffet and I'm still hungry when I leave?
Yeah. You
know? That's what I would rate this book.
That's funny.
Yeah, very interesting. I definitely expected it to be different, you know?
I think just like longer and just like a little bit more detail to
it,
you know?
If it was like just the one guy, like you could still get, you could turn this whole concept into like 5 issues easily, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there was any like sequels or anything.
This is it?
I think there may have been like a prequel.
And they sold a movie?
But I'm not sure. Yeah, dude, they'll fucking pick up anything, I guess.
That's crazy.
As part of back matter, you mind if I talk about the movie a little bit?
Yeah.
So I watched Red. And, you know, it fits in the concept of, you know, a movie that you didn't know was a comic adaptation. But when you watch it, one of the opening scenes of the studios, it says DC Comics.
Oh, shit, okay.
Yeah, I'm like,
when people think of that movie,
you don't think that.
You don't think like, oh, this is a comic book.
Yeah. Carl Urban is in this. Do you remember him?
Is he a villain?
Yeah. He was basically like just an assassin for the CIA trying to take him down. Like the main guy trying to stop him. He's cleanly shaven. He's American.
I hate him cleanly shaven. Can I say that?
Yeah. You hate him?
I don't like him cleanly shaven.
You just like butcher too much.
I do. I don't know. He seems weird now.
Do you remember that move or that scene in the movie that was like in the commercials where like the car is like spinning out, but he just steps out of it?
Oh, and so
like
goes good.
I saw that. I like lost my fucking mind. I was like, oh, because like he didn't get hit by the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, this movie's so fucking cool.
It's so good. He's like,
that was like the first like action.
How do you have
thing.
Practice doing that, by the way?
Yeah.
You can't mess up.
It was completely fake. Like, I know that the car was CGI, but it was fucking cool.
In the context of the movie, it's like, he's so confident that he's not going to get hit by his car. Like, yeah. How many times have you practiced this?
I'd be like, oh, no.
Like, oh, shit.
But yeah, that was like one of the coolest scenes.
Carl Urban is in this. Dude, he's been in a lot of comic book things.
Yeah, he's got a pretty stacked resume.
Yeah.
Judge Dredd, dude.
Yeah.
The boys.
Do Judge Dredd.
Yeah.
Are we going to?
Oh. We'll talk about it.
We could do Judge Dredd versus Terminator or Predator of Alien. That one.
We probably just do like a normal Judge Dredd one, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and so they add like a lot to this, but the only other thing I wanted to mention is like, so the vice president is like trying to get like run for president or something, right?
Okay.
But Joe there's Biden. Some weird thing that happened in Guatemala or something where all these like red agents were there. And so the reason why the CIA are going after Bruce Willis is because he was there and they're trying to cover it up by like killing all the people that were there.
Okay.
And the guy who plays the vice president is like the guy who plays like Dr. Doom in like the old like Fantastic Four movies.
The old ones. So like the
one with
Chris
like
Evans one?
Chris Evans. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, who the fuck is that guy? I'm like, that's fucking Dr. Doom. I've just never seen him in anything else.
Yeah.
And so it was like surprising.
Hmm. I'm going to look up red vice president. Ooh, actually, that just pulled up a bunch of just Republican vice presidents.
I was like, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
That choice of words. But anyway, good movie.
Yeah.
Definitely worth a rewatch. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
You should like rewatch these movies as we do this because I think it adds a lot to it.
Yeah, I think I will.
But yeah, should we get into the poll list? Colin.
Shove in your box.
The poll list, the poll list. What did you shove in your box?
So you didn't go to the shop today, so you don't know what came out.
Yeah, I got a fucking corporate job. I'm a sellout.
Like, yeah.
There's not a comic. My comic shop isn't near me anymore. I can't just go on my lunch and then get Taco Bell after.
So Ultimate Invasion number 3 came out today, I guess. Black Hammer The End number 1.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll probably just get like Weird Work number 2 when I'm there.
Okay. There was something coming out and I was like, I got to pick that up, but I can't remember. So anyway, I'll just figure it out.
Maybe Ash posted about it. I don't know. Something important?
Yeah, I was like, I think it's something new that's coming out. And I was like, okay, I said I would pick that up. Oh, the first distillery book, the anthology.
Oh.
Is coming out. So you got the James Tinian stuff, the Scott Snyder stuff on there. So I'm going to check that out because I'm curious.
Oh, so it's just kind of like a...
It's an anthology comic that came out in print. Yeah.
Is it like a showcase kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool. Did you read anything?
No.
I read Alpha Flight number 1.
There was a new one, huh?
Yeah, by Ed Brisson.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's really fucking good, actually.
Is it?
Yeah,
I like it a lot. Was Puck there?
Puck was there.
Yeah. I should have picked it up.
Yeah, it's got shit to do with like the X-Men that I didn't know Alpha Flight is like an X-Men team, apparently. It's like Canada's like X-Men. Like
Canadian,
yeah.
Mutants.
Because I was looking for this shit at the shop. I'm like, fuck, are they out of Alpha Flight? It's just not something I'd expect.
It's a hot
title. I'm in
hot
the A's. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, do you have Alpha Flight? They're like, oh, yeah, it's with the X-Men stuff. I'm like, okay.
Is that a mistake?
I'm like, just getting all smart on me.
Yeah.
And so.
name every Alpha Flight member you can right now. Go.
There's a dude called Nemesis. I thought that was interesting.
Okay.
It's like Crosshairs or something, or... No, there's some star guy. Like
Star Brand?
No. It's like Red Star or something.
Okay.
No, this is really fucking hard. And Puck, that's it.
Okay. Good. That's all I wanted.
Okay. Just to embarrass me?
Yeah, I just wanted to see how many you got.
Do you know any of them?
No.
Okay.
I think like, remember that Star-Lord book you read?
Yeah.
There's a part where they like go into space for a little bit and there's like a girl. She's part of Alpha Flight. Her name's like Malarius or something.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either. But anyway.
And I also read this manga. It's called Pluto. You ever heard of that?
That sounds familiar.
I told Parker about it because I was like, I asked him if he'd read it. He hasn't read it. He's read stuff by the same dude. But so I guess it says like a new vision based on Astro Boy, the greatest robot on Earth, which is like a chapter or something of Astro Boy. And Astro Boy is like fucking ancient, right?
Yeah.
And so they're basically making this. So there's like 8 of these, I think. And it's all based off of like one little chapter on Astro Boy where just like some robots die or something.
Same creator or?
No. It's just
based on
Astro Boy.
A new vision based on Astro Boy. The great. Okay.
And so it gives like very iRobot vibes.
Okay.
Like, so that guy on the cover, he's like a detective. Android? He's an android as well. He's a detective. And this is like a world where like androids and like humans like live like and like Utopia kind of thing.
This guy's a good artist.
Dude, great artist.
He seems like a Western artist. Right?
Yeah. I think just the way he draws white people, you know?
Yeah.
But no, this shit was like awesome. Cool. I was hooked like right away, and it was strong like throughout this book.
Yeah, he's got really good pacing.
Yeah.
From what it looks like, because there's a lot of panels on every page, but he's good at like pacing things. That's cool. How many books are there?
There's 8 of those.
Wow.
And you can't get them digitally because I only bought that because I heard about it on like a podcast, and I was in like Barnes & Noble. I'm like, I'm only going to buy something that you can't get digitally, you know? Yeah. And this is like one of them. And this shit was insane. Like, I told Barker to read this, and I'm going to get like the second one as soon as I go back to Barnes.
Nice. I was at Zia Records.
Oh, sick. Week.
I love that place. I was this close to buying Cowboy Ninja Viking. You heard of that?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sick. I did want to check this out. I flipped through the pages. I was like, this looks great. And then I got to the checkout line and I was like, fuck, this is volume 2.
Oh, no, rookie move.
I know. Well, it was on like an end cap. And so I was like, oh, they just put like the first one on there, surely. But I didn't check until I got up there and I was like, fuck.
Is that the only thing you're buying?
No, I'm going to a cabin this weekend. And I went with my friends and we all picked a movie for each night.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. You're going this weekend?
Yeah, right. This weekend, yeah.
That's sweet. What movie did you pick?
Bulletproof Monk.
Did you just pick a random one?
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing?
I don't know. I had to leave. So so who knows what they got, but...
Yeah, there's this other movie. It's like this... It's like a Korean film. It's called Old Boy. And it's like 20 years old. It had like a reunion theatrical run, but I like missed it. And you can't like rent it anywhere, but people know about it, really? You know, like film people.
Interesting.
And so I'd have to like buy it physically to watch it. So I'd have to like look at like Zia or something, see if I can get it like used or something.
I almost bought you another Hellboy for your collection.
Oh, I like saw a, it there. A pop?
No, like a Hellboy.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah, the David Harbour
Dude,
one.
Dude, you should buy all of them.
There's only one.
How many copies? Ah.
That's getting out there. We got to stop it.
Which one did you go to? The one in Chandler?
The one in Chandler, yeah.
Yeah, I think I bought all theirs already.
No wonder there's only one. Wait, so how many do you have? Is it just those?
Yeah.
So you have 6?
Yeah.
Ooh, I should have bought it for you then.
Dang. Don't worry. I know where it's at now. All right. Bulletproof Monk. Dude, it's got fucking Sean William Scott in it.
Yeah. It doesn't look great, which is why I picked it up.
Jamie King. It doesn't look promising.
No.
Paul Hunter. I've never heard of this. And were you just looking for like the craziest title?
I was like, well, it looks like it'll be at least fun to watch for a little bit, you know?
I bet they bring like Oscar winning movies and stuff. And you just brought Bulletproof Monk.
I think Parker had like Superbad in his hand for a while. And I was like, ooh.
You went with him?
Maybe I missed the memo. Yeah, we all went together. It was fun.
That's cool. That's fun.
Yeah.
I'd make people watch some weird shit.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Did you watch anything?
Yes. What did I watch? Watch some Black Mirror episodes with Sophie. I'm just like casually watching that as she watches it.
Okay. So like older ones?
Yeah. So like, yeah, older ones.
Do you recall which one you watched?
The Star Trek one.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I heard
it's good.
It's pretty good. But it's really funny because they don't make fun of it, but they definitely reference J.J. Abrams' Star Trek. Because it starts off as like very retro and it's like, oh, okay, this is supposed to be like a fun retro Star Trek. And then it like jumps to like a modern era. And it's very clearly like J.J. Abrams Star Trek because there's tons of lens flares, which I thought was really funny. But that's doing pretty good. And I caught up on my adventures with Superman.
Yeah, I think I missed this week's.
I might have missed like this week's, but it was like I watched like the part one of like the what seems to be the finale. Did you watch part one of it?
I watched the Mr. Mixes Piddalick one.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it looks good. Like, I like that design.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I was like, oh, this is new.
And he's got the tiny hat. And I was like, okay, this just completes everything. But yeah, he looks like a Yu-Gi-Oh character or something.
He does, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, this is cool. I like this.
Yeah, that was cool.
So, yeah, very much enjoying that show still.
Yeah, I watched a couple movies.
What'd you watch?
Watch some Adam Sandler movies.
Nice.
I watched The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's a good movie. Hold on. There's like a song that is popular on like TikTok that's from that. He wrote some like bangers for this movie.
He wrote the songs?
Yeah, he wrote and like performed the songs.
Oh, cool.
I like saved on them. Hold on. Hold on a second.
Is this Neck Deep?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I love Neck Deep. Is that Adam Sandler singing?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, he's so alt. Dude. He's so punk.
Dude, I know. I've heard that like on TikTok. I'm like, what is that really? From? Wow. And then we watched that movie. And I'm like, there's something wrong with me because this is a fucking banger. Yeah. I'm like, I love this song.
I was like, shit.
I mean, yeah. It sounds like shit I listened to.
It was like supposed to be ironic, but honestly, you nailed it.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, dude.
I feel this.
Can you imagine like a band was like inspired by like that? And they're just, their sound is just trying to imitate that.
Yeah. What was the movie called?
The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. They could just call themselves The Wedding Band.
Yeah. And then I watched his newest movie where his like whole family is like in it. And it's You Are So Not Invited to My Bat Mitzvah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think it was his highest rated Rotten Tomatoes movie or something.
It was pretty highly rated. So my expectations were like a little high, but it's still like a movie about like people in middle school, you know? Yeah. And just like, there were just some scenes where like it was, things were set up to go badly and you can see it from a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just kind of hard to watch because of that. Some of those like
right
sequences, but yeah, it was solid. It was cool.
Nice.
His daughter's a pretty good actress, actually.
That's cool.
And it's like another movie where his wife is in the movie, but his wife is not his wife in the movie.
That's so weird.
It's so funny. But his kids were his kids? Yeah.
His kids were his kids, but his wife isn't his wife. Yeah. But his wife is someone else.
His neighbor. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm like, what is this?
Seems weird.
I need to know why, because there's a lot of movies like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Maybe it's just a big joke that he keeps like doing, you know?
It must be. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, pretty good movie.
Nice. Nice. I watched Barbarian.
Ooh.
A movie that you said to watch and then I watched it.
What did you think?
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
It fell apart at the end.
A little bit.
I think, but I was interested like the whole time, you know, because they did it. They were pretty good at like the ramp up, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like in the Skarsgård guy. Was Bill. It Bill? Yeah. He's perfect for this. Like that role.
So good.
Because it's like this guy is a murderer and then he's like, oh, he likes jazz or whatever. So maybe he's not. And then he like sleeps weird. And so you're like, he's a murderer. Mm-hmm. And like they really told that. I think he like nailed that balance because yeah. He was super nice, but he was like too nice
and creepy
and weird in like a weird way. And so I'm like, OK, this is weird. And like the whole concept feels like believable up until like the incest baby. Monster.
I think it's very believable.
So, but like the whole like situation is fun to think about. Like if you, Airbnb was like double booked or whatever, and it's
like
the
first like 30 minutes, dude.
Well, I know, but it's like I believe that someone would be in this situation.
Yeah,
and then I just like how the stakes kind of like slowly raise up because she goes to the interview or whatever, and they're like, "Oh, you're living over there." Like it's, and she was like shocked. She's like really taken back.
Yeah,
she's like that place is fucked up. Like you don't want. And then like the person. Like running towards her as she was going back into the house and you're like, oh, this is part of the fucked up part.
Yeah.
But no, he was a nice man. And they were good at, I don't understand the basement door closing on its own randomly. Like it.
Yeah.
It would stay open and then close, which you can only assume is just like someone pushing it closed because it would stay open for like minutes at a time and then it's close just, pretty fast. But anyway.
Guess how it goes or whatever.
But yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
that was good. And
how would you think about like the it not being like a three act structure and kind of like almost restarting like right
it
in the middle?
It did restart in the middle and I was like, okay, I guess these people are dead now and now we're just restarting.
Yeah.
But then it like kind of came together. So yeah, I liked that because it just kind of like plays with your expectations a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought it was clever. Mm-hmm. It didn't really feel too distracting. I definitely think that Justin Long's character is a bad guy.
Sure.
For sure. But he played that role pretty well.
Yeah, definitely.
I think he also did a pretty good job of like playing with that balance of like uncertainty where it's like, did he like have unconsensual sex with that girl?
Probably. And like
at the end, I definitely think he did.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, it's like, oh, it seems like he's really getting fucked by this. I mean, we don't know all the details. And then as it goes on, it's like, he probably did it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. And
I was really interested for you to watch this because, like, I think it's one of those movies where, like, you either love it or hate it kind of thing. Because Serena fucking hated this movie.
I just liked it.
You just liked it? Okay.
Because I think if it landed on its feet a little bit better, like, the ending-wise.
Sure.
Because, well, one, I don't really see how that monster, which is just a couple generations of people, like, I think.
Yeah.
Of children. Why is she super strong? Like, I can get past that, sure.
Sure.
But then, like, at the end, she, like, knows how to get that third guy that's just been, like, living in some, like, random place for, like, a while. She, like, suddenly knows how to get into the house. And I'm like, okay, maybe she's just been planning this. I don't know. And then at the very end, they, like, run up to the top of a water tower. Mm-hmm. And then Justin Long throws off that girl first. And then the monster dives after her. And somehow the girl, like, lands on the monster and, like, breaks the fall. And she's, like, alive.
Maybe, like, grabs her and has more of, like, a running start kind of thing. Maybe. And then, like, flips around.
But it seems like there's a pretty significant distance, I don't know, between that. So I was like, okay.
Some things you just kind of got to...
You just got to roll with, I guess.
Extend your disbelief or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I like that Justin Long died, though.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And, yeah, it was just interesting.
Yeah, what I liked about it is, like, it was written and directed by that one dude from, like, The Whitest Kids You Know.
Okay, yeah.
And so, you know, I like that thing that's been going on lately where, like, comedy people doing horror really well.
Yeah.
And so I think that's really fun.
Yeah, he did. I think is this his first horror thing?
Yeah, I think it's like his like second movie. You remember that movie Miss March?
No.
No? All right, well, he did that. But this is like his first like horror movie.
Yeah, I think he did pretty good for a first horror movie.
Yeah, it was made for like $4 million, I think.
Really? Okay, seems like it would be made for more than that. Like,
yeah.
The whole like dungeon tunnel system, like, that seems pretty good. I like that Justin Long was like, oh fuck yeah, more square footage in my house.
Yeah. But yeah, they, because this was like filmed during like COVID or whatever, and I guess they had to like go to like Bulgaria to shoot because I don't know, whatever reason, tax write-offs and whatnot, and they had to like build that neighborhood.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so, and they're trying to do it like as cheap as possible, so like when they're doing like those flashback scenes,
yeah,
they like had to like repaint the houses to make them look newer, but they only painted like the sides that you would see like in the frame.
Interesting.
And so like I've just listened to this dude on like a couple podcasts like talk about the process, and it's like super interesting, you know.
Wow.
All like the shit they're able to pull. And so
yeah definitely seems like it would have been like 15 mil or 20 mil, something like that. So
yeah,
they're pretty good.
But I watched that movie Blackberry.
Oh, the with
Glenn
Howerton.
Howerton, yeah.
Yeah.
He's fucking awesome in that.
I've seen part of it. He yells a lot.
He does, yeah. He's good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I guess it's like just another one of those like Captain's biopics or whatever, but BlackBerry doesn't even make phones anymore, so it's like...
Yeah, so it's kind of just like...
It's hardly promoting it, you know? Yeah. It's just kind of the story.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is just kind of like how unlikely everything just kind of happened. Like, there are some fucking like... risks these people are taking, like that Glenn dude, like they were like millions in like the can, and he had to take out like a second mortgage just to pay people, just to figure out when they didn't even have like a prototype kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what the fuck?
That's too much. I did see that part where they like go into the pitch and he like is bombing super hard,
right?
And then the tech guy comes in, he's like, here's what it actually is,
right? Yeah,
yeah.
And so just kind of like we wouldn't have been able to get to like where we are now without a lot of this stuff,
yeah,
like texting over data and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was just like super interesting, and it dumbed it down for me, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, pretty good.
Cool.
So I watched a lot of stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
Have you ever watched there's a new movie called They Clone Tyrone?
That sounds familiar. Yeah,
it's got Jamie Foxx and Finn,
John Boyega,
and then the person who plays like Photon, whoever plays Photon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. She's in it. Yeah. Really good movie. It's kind of a movie that's just like better going into blind.
Okay.
So it's like a Netflix original, but definitely like one of the best ones.
Really?
Like in a long time. I can't even think of another Netflix original that's better than this.
Right.
So okay, yeah, cool. Super solid.
Nice.
Definitely recommend. And then I watched Megan.
It's a comedy mystery?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's kind of cool. You watched Megan?
I watched Megan, dude.
Oh, okay. I heard it was pretty good, actually.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's like you can watch it with like Sophia because it's not a horror movie.
Right.
It's like, I guess they try to put like some horror aspects into it, but it's like mostly just like a comedy kind of thing because it's just a ridiculous situation.
Is it?
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember if there's any jump scares that like got me, you know?
Right. Well, she's pretty freaked out about dolls, so I don't know if I can get her to watch that one, but maybe.
It's a robot, and this was written by James Wan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was like, oh, okay, I see. Yeah. Like, that's why I like this
movie. Seems like this movie would have been a Black Mirror episode.
It definitely could have been.
Yeah.
If there's not a Black Mirror episode about it already. But technically, it's a bad movie.
No, they kill a dog? Megan kills a dog?
Yeah. So.
Yikes.
She's got like this girl that she's like paired with or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And there's this dog that's kind of like unhinged and not trained very well
oh.
and bites like the little girl,
mm-hmm.
like through like the fence or whatever. But the Megan still kills the dog.
Fuck.
Does that count?
Yes.
Okay. So bad movie. But you don't like see anything. It's just like the dog is gone the next day kind of thing, you know?
Mm, so it's implied killing.
Implied killing, but most certainly.
Like pretty positive that Megan killed the dog.
Yeah, like there's no shot that he...
But there's a small chance that she just like rehomed the dog.
Or unhomed the dog.
Yeah. If we don't see the dog dead, then I think it's fine, right?
You know, there might have been more to it like that I'm forgetting, but you're led to believe that okay. this is what happened. You know?
Okay. Bad movie then. We'll call it.
Yeah. But anyway, did you watch Ahsoka?
I haven't yet.
Really? It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay.
And like, apparently it's like, what do you think about it so far? Like, is it?
So the first episode's like pretty strong, you know, just a good start, but it definitely has like the potential to just kind of be as exciting as like the other Star Wars stuff.
Like an lately. Obi-Wan.
Like an Obi-Wan or like a Boba Fett kind of thing. Like, okay. I think it could be just like a very mid plot, like decorated with lightsaber fights.
Okay.
You know, but like it looks great,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Cool lightsaber fights?
Like lightsaber fights, like they're fine. Like some are better than others, okay. you know. It's like somewhat heavy on like Rebels lore, but you can kind of like get what's happening.
Okay.
You know?
In what way? Like, are they explaining? Are they talking about things that happen in Rebels?
They're talking about like people
in Rebels
and kind of referring to relationships that were in Rebels.
Okay.
You might be able to just watch like a YouTube thing to kind of sum it up, but I'm just kind of watching it.
No, I'll just watch it. And
I'm like, I get it.
Say fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's like a lot of like fun people in this
mm-hmm.
that I was very, very excited about, but we can talk about it next week.
Recognizable like Star Wars characters already?
No, like actors and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
did I talk about Grounded, a game called Grounded
recently? I don't think so.
Okay. So I have played it before and talked about it, but it was in beta and it, released in full. It's like a Game Pass game. You know, like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The movie?
Yeah, I know of it.
So that's pretty much the plot of the game, except you're stuck in the backyard and you're trying to like get grown again. So it's like a survival game and you're very small children and you're trying to just like figure out what happened and get back to normal size.
Is it like that Solar Opposites episode?
It's kind of like that, yeah. So there's aspects of that, yeah, in there. But it's super fun because you can like chop down like blades of grass and like make like a house out of it and stuff. And there's like a little science like center that was also miniaturized, and so you can analyze resources and figure out how to build more things.
Is this just like a mini game on Steam kind of thing?
No, it's like a full-fledged game.
Like, do you have to pay for it?
It's on Game Pass.
Oh, okay.
But there's very scary fucking insects. There is ginormous spiders. I mean, I guess they're regular sized spiders, but they look ginormous, right?
So are you like as big as like an ant or something, or
you're about the size of an ant?
Okay.
Cause you can square up with an ant and like, they get kind of annoying.
Yeah.
But there's like really interesting things like anthills, and you can like go inside the anthills and stuff, right? And so like there's just, it's like fucking Starship Troopers. You know, have you seen the movie?
No, you told me about it. I've seen clips.
Oh, okay. So well, like there's a scene where like they go in like a cave and there's like just tons of aliens. It's like way too much to like handle.
Yeah.
And so if you're in that situation, you gotta like fucking book it out of there. And the spiders are really fucking scary. There's like an arachnophobia setting to like turn down how scary the spiders are.
Oh, cool.
And so I guess so that more people can play.
I crank that shit up, dude.
Yeah. Or like there's like wasps and like
fuck that.
Mosquitoes that are fucking crazy. But you can like make a bow and arrow with like a certain thing on
stingers?
It. So that, yeah, pretty much. But it'll like stun them and they can fall down. You could do it.
Okay.
We just killed our first spider and it felt like we were preparing to take down the fucking predator in the forest.
Wow.
Like we were like gearing up on like bows and stuff and shields and all sorts of stuff.
So you gotta like squat up for it?
Yeah, you gotta like squat up for it and you have to find it when it's sleeping and then like go in the trees or like the blades of grass pretty much and like get a good vantage point and shit. It's really fun.
Wow.
It was like way better than it was in the beta, I feel like, because there's more to do and it's like a bit of a cleaner game.
That yeah. seems like something I'd want to like fidget around with.
And like you can like it gives you like objectives to do, so you can like run through the game fairly quickly probably, but we're doing
side missions?
More just like, yeah, survival side missions and stuff. And so there's like a pretty big map. And one of the like small details I like about it is if you ping something to like place a waypoint and go to it, it shows you like the distance away, right? But it's in centimeters. And I think that's really funny.
Okay.
Because you're very small.
Yeah.
Instead of just like feet or meters or whatever. And then at one point I was going to like get something and I turned like a corner pretty much. And you know how like in cheesy like high school movies, if you turn a corner, you hit like a girl that you like and all of her pooks go down.
Yeah.
I had that experience, except it was a giant fucking spider. And so I like terrible. Turned the corner and it was like, boom, spider right there. And I shrieked so loud because it's really hard to get away and they shoot you with like cobwebs. So it makes you stuck and you have to like fight out of it. It's very scary.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. So it's a fun game. I recommend if you are looking for a game with friends to play.
Well, I don't have any friends, so no, I'm not. I'm about like 70% on Jedi? Law and Order. Yeah.
I think I'm like right about where you are.
I'm at like the last boss fight.
Okay.
So like, it's got to be the last one, I'm pretty sure.
I just did the where you go back to the moon and you come back down and then
okay,
you're back so you're on like about Kobo like, for a little bit.
You're about like where I was when you came over and you saw me playing.
Yeah, that day I like did that mission.
You're probably like 10 hours away.
Okay.
So
it's fun.
Have you checked your completion
on Kobo?
No, just like, can you check on the planets?
You can check how much of the planets you've explored.
Well, no, like it'll show like your completion percentage or whatever.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I found it. It's kind of hard to find. Okay. But when I found it, I was like, we're at like 70 something.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Does that include main story and side missions?
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing all the rumors, I don't think.
I'll probably get bored of it once I'm done.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that like all the work I've put into it like shows.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Cause like
it's kind of hard to tell if you're close.
I don't know if I'm going the right way ever. You know? Like I'm like this, I'm like, I can go this way or that way. I'll go this way first and I'll come back, go that way. You know what I mean? And so there's a lot of that.
Yeah. Did you ever find Scuba Stev?
No, I don't think so.
You haven't yet?
I haven't been looking for him.
He's just like, by lakes.
I've pretty much given up on Kobo. Like, it's like too much. Like, I don't know. I don't want
to
like
remember. He's so funny to talk to, though.
I don't want
to
like remember where I've been and then try and figure out where I haven't.
That's fair.
You know, because.
Well, when you first find him, I think, because he'll be at like different lakes or whatever. And he's always at whatever lake you're by. So look up like one location and just like talk to him because he's really funny to listen to.
Okay.
Anyway, that's cool. Yeah, I want to finish that pretty soon.
Okay.
What are we gonna read next week?
So what are we gonna read next week, Nathan?
I don't know. What are we gonna read next week?
We got some options.
Some more comic book movies.
Yeah, we could do The Mask.
I think that's a good one.
That's a good one. And then let's kind of like plan it out real quick.
Okay. Would we just do like the first, The Mask?
So I looked it up and I think you can only get like an omnibus of like the first three runs.
Yeah.
And so I think the first run is like 150 pages.
The first omnibus?
No, the first omnibus is like 300 pages. But oh, I think but the first run, trade. Yeah, it's okay. Just called The Mask.
Okay.
Unless you can find it where it's just the first trade. I think we should also do Wanted.
Yeah, that seems like a good one.
Yeah.
Because okay. It'll be interesting to see how different it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so The Mask, Wanted.
So Mask, Wanted.
And then one more. We could do 300, but it's only 88 pages.
So Loki comes out in like October. If you want to do a Loki book.
There's not a lot of Loki books out there.
It's basically just Vote Loki if we want to read that.
I'm down to read Vote Loki.
But the thing is like we could either cut into one of our theme months.
No.
And I'm not going to give up on any horror books.
I'm not giving up on this.
Okay, so no Loki then.
No Loki.
Okay.
Right?
So then we'll just do a fourth one.
Wait.
Wait, what?
Dustin Nguyen did a Loki book recently? Is that collected yet?
Probably not.
It says 2023, so probably not. Yeah, no. It's not. Okay. So yeah, no Loki. I didn't know Dustin Nguyen was doing Loki, though. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, good for him. 388 pages?
Yeah, apparently. Which I'm down to do.
Sure, I mean, I guess. Yeah,
so we'll do 300 last?
Okay.
Or should we do Snowpiercer? How long is that one?
Because
it's supposed to be pretty good.
I don't know. I feel like it should be movies that we've probably seen already.
We could watch that one. I don't think Snowpiercer is even on Comixology, so probably not a good idea to do that one anyway. No, I think our list is good.
All right. Sounds good.
So, okay. So next week we're doing The Mask.
The Mask.
Then the week after, Wanted.
Wanted.
And then 300.
Yes.
Okay, I like that.
Cool.
Good themed month.
Yeah, we love it.
So The Mask, Volume 1. I'm curious about this book, so this should be good.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Because it looks fucking weird.
It does look weird.
And I'm here for it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Yeah.
You can check out our link tree. We got all our links in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe, stuff like that.
Send us a message. Let us know what movies were comic books first that people don't know about.
Yeah, we can change the last week. We're kind of up in the end now.
Yeah.
TradeRiversPod@gmail.com. You can tweet or not tweet us, email us. 100%. You can tweet at us too if you want.
Yeah, sure. X at us.
Yeah. And
that's it.
Goodbye.
Peace.